his creation. So I'm going to read from Psalm 95, verses 4 to 7. It says, "In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice."
Of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings. Source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing. Indescribable. see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing. Sun to shine on darkest night. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Hearts adore. Hearts adore.
Our affection, our affection. our affection. One more time.
Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, we pour our affection, our devotion out at your feet because we love you. We could just continue to, in this place of surrender, just lift up a few prayers, offering yourselves, your lives over to Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we praise you that you are strong when we're not. And God, we lay all our burdens at your feet today. We thank you for carrying them. And God, all we can do is respond with praise and with surrender, Lord. We thank you.
Yes, Lord, we offer ourselves over to you this morning. We lay ourselves at your feet, Lord, at your disposal, to do with us what you will. And so as we turn to your word this morning, Lord, would you come have your way in our hearts? Would you remove anything from our lives that is hindering us from encounters with you, that is hindering our intimacy with you, and replace those things, Lord, with all that would point to you. So Jesus, as always, we ask that you would come have your way. Speak to us and change us in your presence. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And if you would remain standing, if you are able, in honor of the reading of God's word, and turn, if you have a Bible, to Matthew chapter 26. Be looking at verses 1 through 16, and as we would read God's word aloud, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 16. Matthew records, when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or there may be a riot among the people. Well, Jesus was in Bethany in the home of a man known as Simon the leper. A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. And from then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of this his word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.